You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show.
Hey guys, welcome to AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, AJ Gibson, along with the lovely Kristen Burt, correct?
Yeah, you got
that right.
You got
fantastic,
it.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Thanks for joining us. We are, Bing is for doing, and we're here doing the premiere of season 9 of So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah, that's kind of exciting because we started off in New York and Dallas, and we got a lot to talk about tonight.
We do have a lot to cover tonight. Let's just get right in. We started off, like you said, we started off in New York.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Mary Murphy's back. She came back last year, I guess. I missed last season, let me admit.
Oh, well, we'll forgive you for that, but yeah Mary
but
is,
she is back.
Yeah, she had taken season 7 off, so.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was missed from the show. We were talking about it. She was missed from the show.
She really was. Like, I think that, like, she's kind of a crazy character, but I really enjoy her. I think that she's genuine, which I like that about her. She's nuts, though, right?
She's crazy. I've interviewed her before.
Yeah?
And she is all sorts of, like, energy over here, energy over here, woo, like that. I mean, she is exactly what you see on TV.
She didn't really scream tonight, which I'm kind of waiting for, because, like, that's what she's known for.
She's
it's like that
like,
crazy over the top.
Yeah.
But she hasn't really done it yet.
Not yet. I'm sure she's saving it.
Right. I'm sure it's coming back. She looked a little tan.
She looked really spray
tan. Like, very
I thought so, too.
Yeah,
yeah
right?
You did, yeah.
I saw her, and I'm like, huh, she looks a little orange.
She was
a little Oompa Loompa.
She was a little Oompa Loompa.
Not good.
Yeah.
Not a good look.
So just the two of us tonight.
I kind of like this.
It's your first show, right?
It's my first show. We're going to have some fun.
Fantastic. It's my first show leading. So I found this. Yeah, right. Thank you.
It's all good.
Thank you. I found this out about 20 seconds ago. I was like, all right, I guess I have to learn all of this.
There you go, kiddo.
Luckily, we have a pseudo co-host tonight. Your niece, correct? Is sitting in on the studio with us. Hello.
Yeah.
What's your name again?
Julia,
you are adorable.
Yeah, she's in from Georgia.
From Georgia, nice. Well, we're actually. Oh no, we're not. We're in Dallas. That's not in Georgia.
I know. Next week
That's
we're in
Texas.
Atlanta.
Yeah, we head to Atlanta next week. So we'll have to have you call in or something. Let us know what you think.
way past her bedtime.
Funniest things we were watching when we were viewing just before we came in here. She takes better notes than I do, and she wasn't even writing anything down. I'm like writing down names and trying to like ask like what exactly. She knows everything.
She is a sharp 12-year-old. I'll tell you that much.
12 years old.
Yeah, you're this is her birthday present to come out to
really?
California to see me.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Woo-hoo!
All right, well, let's jump right in. We've got, like I said, Mary Murphy. We've got Nigel Lithgow, obviously. And then the guest judge tonight was Tyce DiIorio.
Yes. Now, what are your thoughts on Tyce? Because, you know, I know a lot of people are kind of all over the map. I mean, he's extremely talented, but he's cocky.
He is cocky. I think that he's odd. I think he's obviously talented. I've seen some of his older work when he actually was a dancer before he became a choreographer, and he's very talented. He's just not exactly my cup of tea. He's just – some of the facial expressions he makes just kind of weird me out a little bit. And like when he kind of gets that like, like that thing he does that like I don't know what it is. Like it's like a Jersey or like a – like a Brooklyn, Long Island kind of, I don't know, like this, I don't know. It's weird.
Bridge and Tunnel, perhaps.
Yeah, a little bit. But he knows what he's talking about.
He does know what he's talking about. I mean, he does have that edge to him. If you've ever seen the documentary, Every Little Step, it's about the revival of A Chorus Line. He's in it. And he makes it up to like the, I don't want to ruin the documentary for everyone, but you see that Tyce DiIorio cockiness. This was before So You Think You Can Dance, but it is worth checking out just to see where it all
I've
came from.
I've seen old YouTube videos of him dancing and he could bring it.
Oh, he can. He was fierce.
How long ago did that documentary come out?
That documentary, I'm going to say that came out somewhere around 2008, but it was probably filmed in 06 by the time
we
saw it.
So it's safe to say that it's probably, you're not ruining anything by telling it. It's been out for 4 years. You could probably.
Didn't get the role.
And that was A Chorus Line?
It was A Chorus Line, the revival, the Broadway revival. And it was between him and another guy, and they were so sure that he was going to get it, and he blew it. He actually...
Really?
went off the choreography and did his own little thing, and they said he blew it in that last minute by like putting in the Tice thing.
Yeah, exactly. All right, poor Tice.
Not good.
That's exactly what I can't stand about him is the Tice thing.
The Tice thing.
I've got actually, here's the thing about me. I've got a story about everything. That's kind of what I'm known for. I have a Chorus Line story, a Chorus Line revival story, actually. I lived in New York City at that time when they brought it back. And this is going to be a sob story. You're going to use that sound again, the aw. Just wait for it. I actually moved out to New York City with my now ex. And we lived there for like 6 or 8 months together. And as a Chorus Line was coming out, all of a sudden our relationship was falling apart. And I found out that there was somebody else. Not only was there someone else, this other person was a dancer in a Chorus Line and was the center dancer on the side of every bus in New York City for the entire summer of our breakup. And I worked at a restaurant at the time. I was waiting tables at a restaurant on 57th and 6th. And I would wait tables outside, and every day that bus would go by 100 times, and I'd have to stare at this guy that he left me for.
That's sad, summer.
That's my Chorus Line story. How funny is that?
Sad.
Random.
I know, and it's a dance story.
I feel like we're connected now.
We are totally connected.
You've seen the documentary, I Lost a Boyfriend to a Member of Chorus Line. What if it was Tice DiOrio? No, I don't know. I can't confirm or deny that.
Start,
I have no idea.
Don't start that rumor.
Rumor control. So let's dive right in.
Let's do it.
It started off, the show started off a little different. I liked it, though. It was interesting. Amelia Lowe was the first dancer up. And she was a little throwback.
A little throwback to the 1920s. And perfect timing, because the artist just won Best Picture at the Oscars. Why not?
Which, of course, they did not fail to mention. And they played it up like crazy. They shot her in black and white, which I thought was kind of cool.
It was cool and quirky.
She's cool and quirky. At first, I thought she was nuts. I wasn't really sure what to think of her.
We both said that, though. We're like, she's off her rocker.
Yeah. And then, like... Then she was making, like, we were watching, she was making, like, some movements out by, like, a tree or something out when they were doing those, like, little, like, stock shots outside. And she's kind of, like, doing these weird things. I'm like, she's not going to be good.
No.
Because you can tell, like, you can tell by how somebody walks if they're a dancer.
And you were like, her arms aren't good. There's no technique.
Yeah. And then she went out there and she kind of nailed it.
She did nail it.
Like, she was weird and odd. But I kind of like that about her.
I think she's going to be all sorts of nuts. If she makes it all the way to L.A., like, she's going to be that crazy girl.
Yeah.
She's going to be, like, emotionally all over the map. But
like, she could fall apart.
Yeah, she could fall apart.
She can pull together
and be really good.
Because the thing is, like, it's so hard on, especially what is it, season 9 of a show like this, to really find new, interesting characters.
Yep.
You know, and they're... I'm a fan of so many different types of dance, but, I mean, obviously, like, contemporary dancers... I mean, there's a million of them that try out for this show, and there's only room for so many. But I've never really seen a dancer quite like her.
Yeah, so different because that is when everyone's that contemporary lyrical dancer. We see it
We've seen that before, and they've
won quite a bit. But how do you become that lyrical dancer, that contemporary dancer that gets there, gets that level, and gets on the show?
Absolutely, she found a way.
She found a way.
She did.
She did. Which was good.
Yeah. She says she was. She's never been. They asked her because she was very Parisian. She wants to go to Paris someday. She'd never been. And I thought it was so cute because Nigel asked her if she'd ever been to Paris. And they just started playing with her for a little bit. And they're like, well, you know, there is an Eiffel Tower in Las Vegas.
A nice replica. Kinda,
yeah, right. At the Paris Hotel. And she's standing up there, like, not understanding any of it. I'm like, she's a little ditzy. Yeah. She's like, huh, what?
And then they're like, you're going to Vegas!
Of course, they went back to the black and white thing. And it was cool. I liked it.
It was really, really cute.
Yeah.
And from there, we go into another very quirky character, which I thought was interesting. Hopefully, I get his name. It's Toshihiko Nokisawa.
Yeah, I only wrote down Toshihiko. After that, I lost it.
I actually
tried to ask your niece how to spell it. I don't know if she...
She probably knew.
She probably does know. She's a smart
She's
girl.
She's wicked smart.
Right. That makes one of us.
Yeah. One out of three.
Don't go anywhere. So yeah, Toshihiko, red hair.
Red hair. I wrote holy cow, first of all.
Yeah.
I mean, he was amazing. It was so off the wall.
Yeah.
And so colorful.
Yeah. Well, not that colorful. He had red hair, a red velour jacket, and a red velour pants, and a bedazzled jacket at that.
It was bedazzled.
You know what I thought of? Do you watch the show? Do you watch TV Guide Network, Betty White, Hot in Cleveland.
Hot in Cleveland.
Do you watch Hot in Cleveland?
TV Land.
TV Land.
Yes.
Oh, did I say TV Guide?
That's
I did,
okay.
Didn't I?
It's all good.
Just gonna shout out the TV Guide. But no, on Hot in Cleveland, Betty White's character always wears like different bedazzled like jumpsuits.
So Betty White and Toshihiko.
I feel like they shop together.
they probably do.
Like it was. I'm like, what are you wearing?
They're with the bedazzler.
Yes.
Bedazzling the kids, you know, things like that.
Yeah, it was a little Ed Hardy. I thought. I thought we were over that. Apparently, you know, it's still big in Japan.
It is.
He was talented, though.
He was very talented. Yeah. He was enjoyable. They sent him on to the choreography round, and you totally missed
it. I totally missed this. I wrote down, she was talking about this a little while later. I write down V or C, obviously, for Vegas or choreography, and so I can just remember where they went. And I wrote down V. I just thought he went straight to Vegas.
Oh, no. He went to choreography. And then he quit.
Yes.
Because he didn't want to do lifts.
He didn't want to do lifts.
No lifts.
I missed that. I must have been texting or something.
Yeah, you were
I
doing must something. Have been
on Twitter.
Julia, you caught it, right?
Yeah,
Julia caught it.
Did you?
Yeah.
You're good.
Made me sad.
You're so good. I think I was probably tweeting somebody, telling them to watch.
Probably.
So I was still doing my part.
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, you're totally doing your part. I left my phone at home, so you're doing your part.
Did you?
How do I leave my iPhone at home?
That's impossible.
I know, totally
I would
impossible.
Die. But he went to choreography, and then he quit. Like, I don't understand the logic behind a choice like that. First of all, I feel like he just moved here. He didn't speak a word of English, really. Yeah. And he said, what did he say? Oh, Nigel says to him, he said, very, very enjoy.
Very, very enjoy.
That's so awful. Like, I can't believe you just said that to him. Because they're trying to speak at his level. But this guy, I don't know if he's never seen the show, but he didn't understand that there's going to be lifts. You have to do partner work. And he just quit.
Yeah, he just, and you don't know how many people like are dying,
to
be in that position. All right.
Well, I feel bad for his partner, though, whoever he had to do choreography with.
That was like, I
Some
quit.
Girl, she's like, I'll just lift myself.
I have no partner.
Right.
Yeah, just, I'll mime this.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Now, who do we have next?
Well, you know what? We have to talk about Amazon before we go on to
Amazon. Yes. Let's do that. before you go to shop online, you guys, I just want to ask you if you could help us out a little bit. After Buzz TV, we're here because of you guys. We're here for you guys. Anytime you want to make a purchase on Amazon, if you could go to AfterBuzzTV.com first and then click on the banner in the top right corner, there's an Amazon banner there. So every time you make a purchase through Amazon, through AfterBuzz TV, we get a little kickback and it helps us do what we do and helps us to come here and, you know, hone our craft,
taking notes.
For our viewers and our listeners at home. So it would really help us out. I've actually done it a lot lately. I Amazon a lot more than I ever realized. So I've just made a habit, and all my friends and family have now made a habit of doing it as well, and I really appreciate that, you guys. So
nice work, AJ.
Just something you can do to help us out. Yeah.
All company, man. I like it.
Yeah. Who did we have next? I think this is
a good one, and I have a story
about this.
I cannot believe I have a story about this, too.
Oh, so you don't have a story for everything in your life?
Not for everything.
I do. But you have a good one, though.
When I have stories, they're usually good, I think.
Is that true?
Yeah, the majority of the time.
Majority of the time,
she's got your back. She's got your back.
Almost. Austin Freeman. Now, I actually know this young man. He's 21 years old. I've known him for 5 years, which is kind of shocking.
Since he was 16. I'm really good with math, clearly.
I know.
Didn't catch that.
All right, here we go. Well, and here's the story about this. I hosted a show for 5 years for Toyota, and it was a live show we would do on site at auto shows. And so he would come every year to the New York Auto Show and come on our stage, and we always had like an opening show announcer, and Julia knows what I'm talking about when you say, ladies and gentlemen, this is Toyota Live, and he would do it every single year for us. And one year he had auditioned for American Idol, so this is not—
did he actually make it on air?
He didn't, you know. He didn't make it on air the way he did this year, but remember, they share producers, so they are very aware as to who he is. So when he showed up for So You Think You Can Dance, he got his little segment because he wants to be a star. He would even tell us on our little Toyota Live stage, I'm going to be a star.
And that's what he said tonight. He went up there and they said, what do you want to be? He's like, a celebrity. Like, you were going about it the wrong way. Well, I guess he's going about it the right way, actually. Yeah. We know who he is now. We're talking about him.
Yeah. I mean, he's a character. He is just, and he loves to talk about himself, and he loves to talk about his credits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've auditioned for American Idol, and I've auditioned for So You Think You Can Dance, and they're going to have me on. And he talked about this. I saw him in early April.
And you didn't believe him.
I didn't believe him at all. And then all of a sudden, did you hear me? I go, that's Austin.
I know. When he first popped up,
And then all of a sudden, he goes, I'm Austin Freeman. I mean, I literally, had I had my phone, I would have called my co-host of the show and been like, turn on the TV, it's Austin.
Had you had your phone?
I wish I left it home.
Oh, Lord.
I know, right? I never
iPhone. How sad is that?
So sad.
You missed opportunity.
It's a huge missed opportunity.
But, you know, good for him, though. I mean, I struggle with these, especially on a show like this. I feel like dance is such a such an emotional thing, I think, for people. Mm-hmm. And to be able to express yourself in that way is fantastic. I feel so badly for the people who don't have an ounce of rhythm to save their lives. I feel terrible for him. And to go up there and like I almost feel like I'm a terrible singer. I'm actually, I'm not a bad dancer. I'm mm-hmm. not terrible, but I'm a bad singer. Like, I my claim to fame is that I can play Rock Band and sing Roxanne and get a 72% on Little nice Easy.
Work. That's good.
Level, yeah, right. Thank you. Thank you. I'm a terrible singer. And I'm actually a better dancer, but I'd probably be more afraid to get on stage and dance in front of a crowd than I would be to sing.
I'm a trained dancer, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes. I went to NYU. I got my degree, my very useful degree in dance.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I got a little bit of insight on what it's like.
How long ago were you in New York?
I was in New York for 9 years, and then I moved out here. So
so we probably lived there at the same time.
I bet you we did.
We probably saw those
probably
same buses.
Probably crossed paths. Probably did. Wait a minute.
That's cool because I'm not a professionally trained dancer like you, but I did dancing for 8 years too. So I love dancing.
She's got some insight as well. I like it.
Again, I told you I have one story about everything in the world. Here goes. I wanted to be a dancer so bad when I was a kid. My cousin, Christy Finkelmeyer, was phenomenal. And when we were kids growing up in a town of 10,000 people in Ohio, there were no male dancers. There was one guy in my town and that was it.
Wow.
And I remember my mom used to say, Mom, bear with me here. I love you. But mom's like, kids are going to make fun of you, honey. You can't
it's tough being a male
boy,
dancer.
Be a boy and go dance.
Yeah.
But my cousin Christy, she was it. She was everything. She would win scholarships every summer to come out to North Hollywood actually and dance. I remember hearing like she danced with Christine Applegate in some studio out here years ago. And then when I moved out to LA, a lot of my friends went to the same studio and they're legit dancers. So I never really actually understood how good she was when I was a kid
mm-hmm.
until I got older. And it's probably, I don't really have regrets, but it's probably the one regret I have is that I never took a dance class. I played every sport in the world growing up.
You can still take a dance class.
I know. I've got a lot of friends now who are dancers and choreographers. Yeah. Like, take a dance class. I'm like, I'm 31. I'm old.
You're fine.
I can do it.
You can do it.
It was a big deal. Well, thank you. Thank you. It was a big deal for me to sign up for my first tennis league this year. So baby steps.
All right, baby
Maybe
steps.
Maybe in a couple of years.
All right, so we had Austin in his wiggle, he's done.
All he did was he just vibrated and
wiggle.
It was creepy.
Yeah,
I don't know. But then we had a breath of fresh air.
Yes, and, we did.
Shafiq Westbrook was his name. He blew my mind. He said he wanted to get up there and dance for his friend who lost his life on 9/11 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wanted to dance for him because it was both of their dreams as little kids to become dancers someday. And I'm like, come on. You start throw stories like that out, I'm done.
It's not the only story, a sad story we had this show. But
no.
He was good.
He was phenomenal.
He was emotional. I mean, he's a street dancer, so you don't always expect that deep-seated emotion, but lots of contortion work.
Yeah.
But it was very fluid.
And he danced with a shirt off. Plug your ears. You didn't hear that. But he danced with a shirt off, which I enjoyed.
I did write about another one that danced with a shirt off, but not that one.
He was tough.
I do remember that. He was good.
And he was so, he was so strong and, had such strength, though, but he was so fluid and so, almost kind of silky smooth.
Mm-hmm.
It just blows my mind the way that you can control. And he didn't overdance anything. He didn't overperform anything. Yep. And he hit the moments and he hit them perfectly. I enjoyed him. He's one to look out for.
He's definitely one to look out for.
And Shafiq. I have no idea how to spell his name.
We spelled it wrong as far as I know because I spelled it with an F-I-Q. And I think
I use the Q too.
I think
I
think he'll go all the way to LA.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Oh, absolutely.
He's one to look out for.
Yeah, there's always one or two every year, one or two street dancers that make it through now. And
yep, and you know right away, you can kind of spot them.
Yeah.
Because they have technique behind all of their dancing and that matters.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like if you can make it through this first couple of rounds in LA, you're going to be all right because when everybody first gets to LA, or even in Vegas, there's so many contemporary dancers and there's so many of the same type of dancers
mm-hmm.
That they only have a handful of these guys. And if you can get through Vegas and into you're going to coast because once America starts voting, they love
the street dancers.
Yeah.
Yep.
How could you not?
I don't know. But because that's it. We see so many of the contemporary. Yeah. Your eyes start glazing over after a while. You're like, they're good, but there's nothing super special.
Something I love about a good street dancer is they just their stories always, I say this all the time, this is what reality TV is, though. They tug at your heartstrings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's great to see a contemporary dancer who grew up in, I don't know, Lexington, Kentucky with a family with a lot of money. That's great. And I don't begrudge them any of their accomplishments. But to see somebody who's, living with five friends in a one-bedroom apartment or living on the streets and just, like, doing this mm-hmm. blows my mind.
They don't necessarily have the same life experience if you come from that upper crust background or whatever, but you have to fight for it. It means more.
And it resonates. Like, you can see it in every minute of their performance. Yeah. I love that.
They're
I do really enjoy that.
We're going to talk about another story that sort of pulls at the heartstrings, but we have to talk about iTunes.
Yeah, absolutely, you guys. Again, we want to thank you for tuning in. A lot of our we've got you guys watching us live right now, but we have a lot of people who listen to us as well, and they do that on iTunes. We want to thank you guys for that as well. We need you to go to iTunes, though, and rate and comment. Tell us what you guys think about us. If you love us, if you hate us, I'd prefer if you tell us if you love us, though.
Just give us lots of stars.
Yeah, yeah. Let us know what you guys want to hear about, what you guys want us to talk about on these shows, and be sure to tell your friends, too. Get your friends to listen to us and to tune in each week so we can keep doing what we do, and hopefully you're enjoying this. If you're not, it's your show. You guys tell us what you want us to do, and next time we'll tweak it for you. We promise. Thank you.
We do promise.
Yeah, we do promise. I don't break promises either.
Yeah, guaranteed.
I don't break promises. So now moving on, we have Leo Reyes.
Yes. Now this is the one, and we always say there's like that, each city has the one sad mom story.
Tearjerker.
This is it.
Here it is.
The mom tried to commit suicide.
I know.
And he like walked into the living room and was like cradling his mom.
Yeah. She took a bottle of pills.
Oh.
I was kind of surprised that they went there because they showed like a montage of pictures of his mom and like she's still alive. Thank God.
Okay. Yep,
yeah,
this is good.
Thank God. But like, that's a pretty personal thing to share.
And for her to be okay with it too, from having her story shared.
Yeah, because he says she struggles with depression and like, so that means, I mean, that's a lifelong struggle.
Mm-hmm.
So like, how do you react to seeing yourself on TV in the world now knowing that you did try to commit suicide? Because who knows how public that was in her personal life.
Yeah, and she had to sign off on her image and everything. So, I mean, hopefully her story helps others and, you know, knowing that there's things to live for, including your kids and their accomplishments. And
And he said that he what I really liked about Leo was he said that he hadn't realized what a God-given talent he had. He's like 21, 22, I think he said.
He's young.
And he had just taking it for granted his whole life,
mm-hmm.
you know, and hadn't been doing anything with it. And then after he held his mom, he thought she was dead. He held his mom lifeless in his arms. And, you know, when she finally got through it, he's like, look, I want my mom to see you're going to tear up now. You're so cute. He's like, I just want. But I mean, it's such a sad story. Like
he
wanted his mom to see him on TV. And to see him perform.
He's like, I want to be on the big stage.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. Because
he's like, I want to get on Broadway or get on the show. I want my mom to see something. And that's just that. I did a reality show last summer on ABC and we went away to shoot it about this time last year. We were gone for like a month or so in April. Mm-hmm. And at that time, we had no contact with the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in Morocco for a month in the wilderness surviving.
Wow.
And I remember having a conversation with my mom. It's kind of an unspoken conversation. It was very short, but my grandmother was living with us at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of, we took it a week at a time with her at the time. Yep. And I said, Mom, and I started crying. I'm like, if something happens, she's like, I know, honey, I won't contact you. The only thing that motivated me when I was out there was I wanted so hard to do so well because I knew she didn't have a lot of time. And I wanted, my little sister and I were on the show together. And our thing was we wanted our grandmother to see us on television, on a major network before she passed. And she got to see the entire show in its entirety.
Ooh.
And a month after it stopped airing, she passed away.
She had something to live for.
Yeah.
She knew.
So like I was watching this and I'm like, I can totally relate.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah. And that like, hopefully, because I mean, he was phenomenal.
He did lyrical hip hop. It was amazing.
Yeah. And like that validation that he got from the judges and from the audience. And he called his mom right afterwards. He went outside, grabbed his phone. He's like, Mom, he's bawling. And he called his mom and hearing her like on the other end, like so happy for him. Hopefully that gives her something to live for, because so oftentimes I think, especially with parents, it's you live for your kids.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe now maybe he feels like if he can make her proud now.
And I hope it gives him the confidence to understand that you've got this talent. Now you need to use
do something with it.
Do it.
Because he's phenomenal. He's so phenomenal.
Don't waste it.
I wish I had a talent like that. That's crazy.
You do. You have the ability to gab. That's why we're here.
You know what? That is too funny. I've always said I don't have a talent. I've been trying to work on that lately, is saying, look, I do have a talent. My grandfather used to tell me I could sell ice to an Eskimo.
There you go. And here we are talking about, so you think you can
I didn't know what that meant when I was a kid.
Now you do.
You just helped me see it. That was an aha
moment.
I'm
here to help you
You're
all
like
out.
Oprah. That's an aha moment for me.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I am Oprah.
Yeah. So the New York City auditions concluded with...
No, we had one more.
Yes, with Keon.
Keon, yes.
Wesby to Shoop.
I said to shop, but to I don't know.
Yeah, to shop. Maybe it is to shop. Maybe to it's shop? To shop.
To shop.
I have two O's here. I have no idea. Let's just call him Keon.
Keon is good.
He was Swiss.
He was Swiss, and he was technically flawless.
And he was physically flawless. And he was fine.
Hello!
And he's not my type at all, but he, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not my type at all, and he
was
beautiful. Yeah, and he was so, like, his lines and his...
His turns.
Oh, my Lord.
Muscles.
Something about him.
He's another one to watch. I'm like, he's gonna... If he can bring all of that emotion and performance mm-hmm. in Vegas, he will make it through to Los Angeles. The one thing I always worry about when someone is so technically flawless mm-hmm. is that sometimes they get stuck in the technique
mm-hmm.
and they don't have the performance with it. He did well tonight, so I hope he continues that through the next round.
Danny Tidwell. What season was he? Remember Danny Tidwell?
Mm-hmm.
He made it to like the top four, three or four, I believe,
yep.
but ended up not winning the show.
Yep.
I think because he made it that far because he was such a phenomenal dancer. He's one of the best I think they've ever had on the show. Yep. But I don't know that he really was connected with the audience. Yep. And that is so key.
Performance is a big deal. And we'll be talking about another guy that really gave a good performance in Dallas that I think mattered to all of us. We all looked at that and we were all writing down here.
Right.
We're all like smiling and performance.
I don't think I've ever taken this many notes. Ever.
So proud of you.
I usually go off the cuff. I'm glad I did now that it's the two of us in here tonight. And we've got
to
do this show. You're a complete rookie, and I've only been here for a while. So it's going well. We're getting through it.
But they had 38 dancers in New York City going out to Vegas. So that's a pretty big number. We'll see what happens.
Not a surprise. I mean, New York City, you've lived there. I've lived there. There are dancers everywhere. There's so much talent in that city.
Tons of talent. And, you know, that city, in comparison to Los Angeles, I think Los Angeles has more contemporary dancers, where mm-hmm. New York, you have modern dancers and ballet dancers and musical theater mm-hmm. dancers. You really have – and street dancers. Yeah. It's really like you have a whole plethora of different
types
of dance.
You move to L.A. if you want to go on tour with a pop star.
Yep.
That's what you do.
But you want to do Broadway
or ballet or something. You stay out. You stay
in New York.
Yeah.
Very, very different.
So – Dallas, Texas opens up. We've got Lil C. He's sitting on the panel now with Mary Murphy and Nigel Lithgow.
Tice is out.
I love Lil C. I think I've actually met him in person. I've hung out with him before. He is one of the most genuine people. He's so generous and so nice.
Very gentle, it seems.
Yeah. You wouldn't expect that. Mm-mm. Looking at his attire and the way like where he carries himself, and he's all buck, you know. But he's a great guy, and it comes through on the show. Like he genuinely loves dance.
And he cares.
Yes.
He cares about what's happening on the stage, whether it's a dancer that's going to make it through to Vegas or not.
Yeah. And I think that's one thing about the show that I love so much is that all the judges genuinely care.
Mm-hmm.
And the dance community, and you know this, the dance community in general, they're so supportive of each other. I mean, it's very competitive, but they're so supportive as well.
It's a big love fest.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah. And it's nice. And I think that's the wonderful thing about dance. I feel like in the last probably 3 or 4 years, dance has become such a huge mm-hmm. part of our pop culture
mm-hmm.
where, you know, for years it kind of lay dormant, you know,
right.
but now we're seeing more musicals and we've mm-hmm. got all these competition shows. And I mean, you even have like ABC Family coming out with Bunheads, like a new ballet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's one of those things
cute.
Like it is cute. You know, it's for the, you know, Julia's age group.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. It's like it's really permeated in all parts of life. And I think people realize like how important dance actually is.
I feel like it kind of left in the 90s.
I
remember growing up in the 80s, there were so many films about dance. There was it's a bunch of street performers. They're trying to raise money to save something. What was it?
There's Fame. There was Footloose. There's
like Electric Boogaloo or something.
Boogaloo.
Yeah,
goodness.
I think that's what it was. I loved those films when I was a kid.
They were huge.
Yeah. And then they just kind of disappeared in the 90s.
They kind of did disappear. And it was funny. We went to Disneyland yesterday and saw Captain EO, which is, you know, Michael Jackson.
Oh, I've seen it so many times.
So many times. But I kind of miss 80s jazz dance.
You think me beautiful. Is that what she says? You think me pretty or
pretty.
Something like that. Yeah. And it's so funny how outdated that show is, right? Like, you probably don't get it. You're young. You weren't around when Michael Jackson was in his heyday. But, like, it was an interesting show, right? Captain EO?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went and saw it actually was a couple years ago right after he passed when they first brought it back. And I just sat there. And that's the first time I'd seen it. I grew up in Ohio, so I didn't.
Right, it was 86 when it first happened. So.
But I had a Disney pass for a couple of years, and I went all the time. And we had to see Captain EO every single time.
Of course, the spandex and the headbands and the high-cut leotards.
Yeah, we may or may not have went to California Adventure to get drinks at Ariel's Grotto before we saw it, but whatever.
Oops.
That's neither here nor there. You're too young for that.
Way too young.
Way too young. So we start off with, what is it, Brie?
Haffen. I'm going to say Bree Haffen.
Yeah.
Or Haffen.
Bree.
Haffen.
Bree.
Sure,
there she is.
The mommy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She had the two kids.
Oh, this was, I mean, did this not tug at your heart? It was so sweet. She has a 5-year-old son mm-hmm. and a 2-year-old daughter, all dressed in her little tutu.
Yeah, and the son had a little mohawk.
Now, the mom's 29, and I asked this, and, I didn't think to, maybe look it up. Is there an age limit on So You Think You Can Dance? Is it up to 30?
I don't know.
Or can you be, like, 50 and get, if you're a phenomenal dancer?
I don't know that there's an age limit on it.
Because I know there is for American Idol, but...
Yeah,
maybe something to look into. We'll have to write it.
I know they let. I think the age allow
30 or something.
Is it?
Yeah, if I remember correctly.
That's what I was thinking too. That so she just made the cutoff because they were like, "Why did you wait so long?"
If you're watching, can you tweet me and tell me the answer? I have my phone right next to me. If you're watching, anybody out there right now, I've got a few friends watching right now. Tweet me, look it up, Google it, and find or Bing it. Bing.com.
Bing it,
find
please. Out. Please Bing it.
Not. Yeah, but no, she was fantastic. She said she had given up dancing for years because she had kids. And she thought about auditioning, but she didn't have the confidence. And what I loved is she said she found the confidence in her kids and in her marriage.
Yep.
I love that.
Everything she found she needed was at home.
Yeah.
That's kind of sweet.
It always is. It's and a little then, Wizard of Oz moment.
I like it. There's no place like
home. There is no place like home.
Dorothy was always right.
Who knew?
And the little one got up there and danced and did that little head tilt thing.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Well, they brought the kids. Yeah, they brought the kids actually up on stage or up onto the judge's platform. And they let them sit and watch their mom. And, I mean, that had to have been a great feeling for her. I mean, again, it all comes back to validation. When I can see somebody's dreams validated, I'm the happiest man on earth.
Yeah, it was sweet. And they were like, I love you, mommy. I love you.
Well, because then Nigel said the little girl was up on stage with her mom and she was hugging her mom. And Nigel's like, what'd she keep saying? And she's like, well, she says, when's it my turn? And she was, what, two, you said?
She was two. She was
two. And she was in a little pink tutu and adorable. And they let her. They put on some music and let her dance. And...
She's good for her
She's
age.
She's good.
She's got a little toe point.
Yes.
She had a little leg
like
lift.
You said, the head thing back. Head she tilt. Lays on the ground and just
roll. She knows how to roll on the ground. Like,
yes.
Oh, she was good.
And she has rhythm.
She does.
It's innate in her. You can tell.
She's got some talent.
Yeah, kind of cute.
I loved it.
So You Think You Can Dance season 28?
She'll be there. I know. She'll be there.
Right,
Before we move on to, because this is where it gets a little scary with our exorcist group over here. We have to talk about Gamefly.
Yeah, let's do that. If you guys are gamers like me, I'm not really a gamer, but I have a nice selection. I've got a PlayStation 3. I've got a Wii at home. I'm a big fan of the Xbox Kinect. If you guys are fans as well and you're sick of paying $60 to $80 for these things, you guys can... go to Gamefly.com and there's no late fees there. It's basically like a Netflix for games. They have over 800 games available for all of those gaming consoles. New games available every day. And AfterBuzz fans get a special 15-day free trial if you guys go on their website to Did I say three W's or four? www.gamefly.com/AfterBuzzTV. And you can try it out for free for 15 days. You can play a lot of video games in 15 days.
You sure can. You're not going to leave your house, but you're going to play a lot of games.
Absolutely. If you're looking for a game to play, let me recommend. Like I said, I love Rock Band, but you need that entails a lot. Mm-hmm. Uncharted. Uncharted 1, 2, and 3, I'm addicted. I don't play a lot of games.
Can they play that in 15 days?
Yeah, when each one comes out, I literally lock myself in my apartment. My buddy Vince used to always come over and we'd just literally plug your ears, we'd get some beer, and we'd sit and just play these games for hours and hours on end. And I could beat the game in like 4 or 5 days. But then I don't touch the game ever again.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
You played you're done.
You could actually, so you say 5 days, let's say 5 days, you could go on gamefly.com/AfterBuzzTV, get Uncharted 1, 2, and 3 for PlayStation 3, and beat all three games.
That's perfect.
I challenge you. I challenge you to do that. So anyways, moving on, we have – oh, now we're into the Exorcist section of the show.
Yeah. Julia was like, no, she did not like any of this.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah. She
it
came and sat weird. With you during that part.
She did.
I almost scooted closer to you. I was a little nervous.
On the couch.
Yeah. I almost needed you to protect me.
Huddle in.
It was creepy, right?
She was like this at one point.
Especially the first one.
Yeah.
Because there are two of them.
There's two, but one of them was very positive and one was kind of negative.
The first one, he called himself Stefan.
Stefan.
Stefan Stewart.
The Zombie Stewart. The Zombie was his nickname.
Yeah, I mean, really? Zombies creep me out. I'm not a fan of zombies. I've had so many friends try to get me to watch zombie movies over the years. I don't understand them.
I'm done with zombies, werewolves, and vampires.
Done. I'm mad at the good vampire. Have you seen Vampire Diaries?
Yeah.
There's some hotties on there.
There are some hotties.
Although Twilight.
They shoot in Atlanta, too, Julia. Watch out.
Really?
Yep.
Zombies are...
Vampire Diaries shoots in Atlanta.
Where does The Walking Dead shoot? Oh, that's in Louisiana, I believe.
Yeah. Probably it's in
like
Shreveport.
A state or so away. Wait, Louisiana, Atlanta, or Georgia, they touch each other?
No, they don't.
There's a state between there somewhere?
Yeah.
I'm like really good. Did you know that? I'm sure you probably did know that. Really? I thought you were so much smarter than me. Thank you for not making me look so silly. I'm not very good at geography.
Okay, now, I thought Stefan was kind of a one-trick pony, though.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean,
completely. Completely.
Yep.
I mean, he was just creepy.
He was. He was completely creepy.
Yeah.
He said, I mean, we're going to have the Battle of the Exorcists, but he said he created this exorcist style of dance.
Yeah, and he says he takes people's souls and puts them in his veins. Like, what does that even mean?
I don't want someone to, like, suck my soul and not give it back. It felt evil. I guess that's what it was.
Yeah.
It felt really creepy. And he's inspired by horror films and things like that.
Yeah, I say he watches a lot of cartoons and horror films, and he gets his inspiration.
Yeah, I feel like he's watching, like, Saw. He's watching, like, that torture porn I don't like.
Yeah. Creepy. You've never seen a Saw movie, have you?
No.
Good. Don't ever. I can't even watch them. And I love horror movies. I can't watch those films. They're awful.
Yeah. They're horrible.
And some of the stuff he did was a little bit like, what was her name? Samara coming out of the well in the rain.
Yes. Like my friend played that.
Yeah.
Kelly Stables, if you guys know who Kelly Stables is.
Played the part of Samara?
Yes. And she's now on TV Land show The X's.
You're kidding.
And she's pregnant with a little baby.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
We're so connected.
I know.
How did I never meet you before tonight?
I don't know.
Oh my God. The chemistry is here, people. Do you guys feel it?
It's tangible. Electric. You know what? Oh. We're going to have to hold everyone off here because we have to go to commercial.
Oh, it is. It is that time.
It is that time.
Hey, guys. What's happening? We are the America's Best Dance Crew ABDC After Show coming to you guys. We watch the show every week just like you, and we go every Friday to the set to interview and talk to the crews behind the scenes and let you know what is happening behind the scenes.
Hey everybody, we are AfterBuzz Mob Wives Edition, the only Mob Wives After Show out there. I'm your host, Adrian Vera, with my lovely co-hosts,
Kevin Undergaro,
Grant Rutter,
Cameron Martin.
And you guys can check us out every week. We have a lot of fun. We drink wine. We talk about the show. So check us out. We're also doing the Big Ann show. So tune into that and Mob Wives Chicago.
Hey guys, what's happening? We are the Game of Thrones AfterBuzz crew. I'm Dave Klein.
Bethany Jaber.
Kristen Elizabeth Snyder.
Simone Boyce.
And we come to you every single week live Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Pacific time for We Are Kings of the Game of Thrones After Show. And we have one thing to say. Oh, shadow baby. Oh, shadow baby. Oh, shadow baby.
After Buzz TV, what do you want to buzz about?
Did you hear the vocal stylings in the commercial?
That was awesome.
That was impressive.
I liked it.
So we continue in the theme of The Exorcist.
The Exorcist, but this one's a little bit more positive. Yeah. And this was Hampton the Exorcist Williams.
Yeah. I wonder if they know each other.
You know, they put them back to back, and it made it seem like there was going to be a battle of the exorcists. Maybe we'll see it later on in Vegas, because, you know, I couldn't believe Stefan, actually, the scary one, made it to Vegas, because I think he's a one-trick pony. But they're both, Stefan and Hampton are both going to Vegas.
Yeah.
But this one was very soulful and beautiful. Yeah. And so pretty.
I feel like I just literally the entire time he was performing, I couldn't take my eyes off of him.
Oh, he was mesmerizing.
And that's like dance is, it's a form of art, obviously, and you can't always describe why something affects you the way that it does, but I just watched him, and I was mesmerized. He was unbelievable.
And he would do, like, that turn around, and it was like he was just floating.
Yes.
It was awesome.
And, like, I must say stabilize. What is it when you isolate? The way he would isolate and the way that, like, he didn't rush it and the way that he felt everything. And he told a story.
He felt every moment.
Yeah, and you could see the story unfold as he says that he also takes people's souls, but their heartache and their whatever, and he takes it away for them, and he locks it up inside of him.
It's a cleansing,
and he cleanses them.
And he had Mary sobbing. She was like, she had like an ugly cry on TV.
Just so we're clear, we don't say sobbing. She was bawling. She was, and she
had that ugly cry on TV you're not supposed to have. She's like,
And the orange streaks.
Yeah.
Because of
the Oompa Loompa.
Oh.
Hello, Oompa Loompa.
She impacted. I love that about her, though. She's not afraid to look like a train wreck on TV.
She's all good. That's because she's all sorts of like emotional crazy.
She's everywhere.
She's out there.
Yeah, we can all relate, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes I get a little crazy.
She's married. She can do that.
She is married.
Yep. Yeah, she got a man. What's she worried about?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
Her hair looked good, though.
Her hair looked fabulous. Very blonde.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of highlights there.
There's a lot going on.
But it was
California. No one's very blonde.
Right. No one.
No one.
No. But blondes do have more fun. Is that true? You're kind of a dirty blonde?
Yeah. I'm there. I'm in there.
You have more fun?
Definitely.
Yeah?
I'm a redhead in real life.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah. And it's highlighted blonde.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
That's right. It's an exclusive.
I won't tell you what color my hair is in real life.
Okay.
It used to be this color years ago. Now it just stays this color, but a little bit of help. Yeah. I'm getting old.
Just as long as you get highlights and lowlights and don't do that mono saturated color that older men like to do.
I know, right? So moving on, we have Daniel Baker. He's an Aussie.
Do you know what I wrote? No shirt. Awesome.
Yeah, he was great. Also, again, another thankful, not my type, but he brought it.
He was interesting. He's out of San Francisco, even though he auditioned in Dallas.
Yeah.
And clearly left a high-paying job and you know, decided that, you know, ballet is it for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a fantastic technician when it comes to turning.
Yeah, what is it called? You might know this. When they do the split leaps around in the
grand
large...
Jetés.
What is it called?
Grand jeté.
Grand jeté.
A large jeté.
And for the men, too, it's always more explosive than women because they've got more power.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something you'll see in ballet quite a bit when men do solos before the big pas de deux.
He almost looked like a linebacker who could dance.
Yeah, he was solid. He looked a little spray tan, too.
Yeah, he did look a little spray tan.
That's okay.
But he looked like he's probably naturally pretty white. So I don't begrudge him that.
Yeah, it's okay. He hit his shirt off, so it was all good.
I'm mad at a spray tan every now and then.
Yeah. The spray tan's okay. You know, I'm a big fan of the spray tan.
And he was so good and he was so humble.
He was very humble, very sweet. And he's going to Vegas.
Yeah. They tried to mess with him at first. And then tried to act like they were like, you're all right. You're all right. Because it was obviously phenomenal.
Right, right.
And then Lil C called him, have a semi-buck. That's all he would give him. Like, get up here, get your ticket.
Oh,
fantastic. So then after that we had...
Here we go. There's always one in each city.
Yeah, the lyrical freestyler, Sam Scheffler? Or Scheffler?
Scheffler.
Oh, Lord. He had the blue hoodie tied like a cape over top of a blue shirt.
He was nerdy.
Yeah.
But, you know, he admitted that he has autism. He's on the autism spectrum, and he said it comes and goes, and it affects his memory a little bit.
I like how he explained it, though. He was endearing.
He was very sweet, and I think the judges right away warmed up to him, and they thought, okay, you know, this is probably not going to be the contestant that goes on to Vegas, but we're going to see what he has to offer.
Yeah.
And he offered something very sweet.
He did this. Was it this thing? Was that what he's doing?
Julia's got it.
Yeah, Julia knows.
The wave.
He called it the wave. It was
the ocean.
An interpretive dance of the ocean, which explains why he had the blue hoodie cape on top of the blue shirt,
right? He's very literal. He's a literal dancer. He's like, I got blue and I got the waves.
Yeah, yeah. I loved how Nigel handled it. I love how all the judges handled it. They said, you know what? And he said, because he went up there and they were asking him how autism affects him. And he says, it makes me feel like a little bit of a wallflower. I tend to be kind of socially awkward.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell he was terrified to be up there.
Yep.
But like, kudos to him for getting up there and doing what he did. And the thing was, I said this to you while we were watching it. He actually kind of has rhythm.
He does.
The kid can't dance to save his life, but he has rhythm. He actually, like, his movements were odd, but they were on beat every single time.
Yep.
I thought it was kind of cool.
Yep, he had something. I mean, and he got a standing ovation. He did. They were just like, continue with what you're doing. Yeah. It brings you great joy.
And they said, do you love dancing? How does it make you feel? He's like, I can get my emotions out of me. Mm-hmm. I can express myself, and it makes me just feel wonderful. And Nigel said, then never, ever stop. I liked that.
It was great advice.
Yeah.
It was great. And that's exactly what dance is, because not everyone's going to make it to Broadway. Not everyone's going to be on So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
But if it brings you joy, go for it.
Well, he was an inspirational story of the night. Not the best dancer, but he kind of tugged at our heartstrings on the other end of the spectrum, however.
However.
One of the biggest jerks I've probably ever seen in reality television.
The hamster gerbil.
Yeah. Von the legend, self-declared, I'm sure. Von the legend zipper.
What? Yeah.
I just got that. Oh, not Zipper.
I wrote Von Kipper.
I said
Von
Zipper because I was thinking of, I was like, I just got that. Von Zipper. It's a brand. His name is
Von
Zipper. It's actually Kipper. I was like, that's kind of witty. I thought he made the name up. I just caught myself.
He was negative.
Yeah.
He had an attitude.
He was beyond negative.
And you know, he was saying, like, he had, you know, this interview with Kat, and he was like, I don't like what this show does, and all these B-boys, they just give the judges what they want, and they become commercial. But I'm like, why are you here then?
Yeah.
Stay and be independent if you don't agree with what So You Think You Can Dance is all about.
Yeah. He's like, I don't want to be on the show. I don't like the show. I disagree with it. And Kat's just like, well, chances are you're not going to get on the show then.
She was like, I'm over
it. And the thing is, like, it was interesting because I think that we talked about this earlier. Kat Deely, for me, is everything. She is probably the best female like host on television right now.
Yep. She's not about her.
At all. Nothing's about her. She's the Tom Bergeron of the female hosting world.
Yep.
She is so giving in everything, and she really connects to these dancers and really makes it all about them.
Yep.
Which a lot of people don't understand that technique,
mm-hmm.
but it makes her look fantastic. And she did look fantastic that night, by the way. She had a little side ponytail. But no, she was like, what are you doing? And you could tell she was trying really hard just to get through that interview.
Just be diplomatic. She's so good at that, because I would have been like, dude, you're rude.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, but she handled herself well.
Yeah, they're calling him – he dresses as a hamster. They kept calling him the gerbil, and he's like, hamster.
He's one of those that has to correct everything, correct everybody
just
all the
annoying.
Time.
Just annoying. You know, the one point I did put down on this one, I wrote his dance was not clean, nor was it great.
At all.
You know, and they criticized his dance a little bit, and he was like, no, you just didn't see all my intricate patterns. And I'm like, you know what? No, I saw a lot of sloppiness out there.
He wasn't good.
No.
I've seen street performers better than that on 3rd Street in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not that impressive.
If you're going to have the attitude, you better back it up with the technique.
Absolutely. And I think here's the thing about, and we all know this, the people that have that sort of negative attitude where they go into a situation putting it down don't have the confidence to back it up. That's all it really is. It's an insecurity thing.
Yep.
And he knew he couldn't back it up. So he went in there saying, I don't want this. I don't want it anyways. Good, because you're not going to get it.
You're like, sorry.
Yeah. See you later.
Bye-bye.
He was crazy.
He was crazy.
But luckily...
Here's our sob story for Dallas.
The show ended on a high note, a very high note.
Yes, but he did have the sob story to tell about his mother.
Oh, yes.
But
his mother, Darrell Rochelle, is his name.
Darrell Rochelle.
I love that name.
Darrell Rochelle. He's like,
I
rhyme.
I said, that's a lot of L's.
It's a stage Darrell name. Rochelle. I like it.
Absolutely. He came out. I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about what he's wearing. The suspenders and the high-waisted shorts. Whatever. He can get
it's a
stylist.
It's
a look. But his mother's actually going blind.
Yes.
And his dream is to have his mother see him, you know.
Before she goes blind. Because mm-hmm. her sight is okay. She's wearing glasses.
It's a slow,
Yeah. They called it best disease, which I wasn't familiar with that.
Best. Doesn't sound like the best disease to me.
It does not sound like
terrible.
A best disease at all. But they did bring her. She was in the back and,
they
Nigel was like,
front.
Can you see? She said, nope. Walked her right up to the judge's table.
Gave her his seat. Nigel
and held her hand. It was very sweet.
And she just cried.
She cried.
And the coolest thing was how he just performed directly to her.
Mm-hmm. And you saw it. It was all...
And I couldn't stop watching him. I wrote this down, all capital letters with two underlines. That's how you know I'm serious. Smile. His smile was just mm-hmm. infectious.
Yep.
And like afterwards, he said that he felt like he was just performing for his mom.
And you saw that and you felt it. I wrote, he just performed it. And we don't see this from everyone. We see these great dancers, but they don't always perform it. They don't always feel it. Even just having a smile every once in a while. You're having a good time. Show it. It's
okay.
He
may not have had the best technique on earth, mm-mm. but that's what the show is about. It's not about America's best dancer. It's about America's favorite dancer.
That's right.
You know, and somebody like him, you can fall in love with him. Season one, remember Benji?
Benji.
Yeah, I loved Benji.
People love Benji.
He's not the best dancer I've ever seen.
No.
I loved him, though.
People still love Benji. He does the competition circuit and teaches classes and judges, and people love him.
I'm also a fan of Lacey, his sister.
Oh,
She wasn't on Dance with the Stars this season. I was kind of sad.
I know.
Hopefully she'll be on the
she'll
next
be
round.
Back.
Yeah, of course.
I did an infomercial with Lacey Schwimmer.
Did you really?
I did.
What'd she see? There we go. Good thing I bring up these stories.
The Rhythm Rocker.
I set you up all night long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Is she nice?
She's very nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She seems like she would be.
She's a good girl.
I would hang out with her.
Yeah. You definitely hang out with her.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, she loves the gays. That's what you're saying right now. She does love her gays.
She does.
They always put, like, the gay dancer with her on the show, like Lance Bass.
Because they're like, she's gay-friendly. Come on. Bring it on.
She's fantastic. Oh, I love her. So that wraps up this show. But tonight's show. But next week, we're heading to...
Atlanta, I believe.
And then Los Angeles?
And Los Angeles.
Is that right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And, you know, just some things to think about as we go through the season. The format is changing.
Yeah.
We were talking about this. There's going to be one male and one female winner this season.
That's crazy.
Because, and Nigel said, hey, we're not going to compare the two anymore. Because sometimes, male dancers are very, very different than female dancers.
Yeah.
So, that's one thing. There's no results show this year. It's just a 120-minute format.
Man,
that's it. We have one day a week with that. And the judges are going to have the final say. So the audience will vote, but the judges are going to have the final say on who gets eliminated. It's going to be one guy and one girl each week.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of different things that are going to be coming up and some new choreographers.
So do you have any predictions for us?
Oh,
what do you think that's going to do to the show,
I think
now
she's a psychic. She's looking into the future right now, just so you guys know. That's what the music
crystal
means.
Ball. Yeah. You know, here's a couple things. I think that the audience is going to get a little upset that they don't have the final vote because this does change the format up. But I think it's going to make the show a little bit more exciting because you need to shake up these formats a little bit. You know, American Idol, I think, needs its, you know, format shaken up. And I'm glad So You Think You Can Dance is doing it this season.
Do you think it's interesting, though, because I don't know. I have mixed emotions about this male-female thing because we're in an era now where I feel like everybody is equal and wants to be equal and should be equal. Does that open the door then to shows like American Idol doing a male and a female winner? Because you look at somebody like Jessica Sanchez, who took second place last night, and then Phillip Phillips, who won. Guys have won the last five or six seasons of American Idol, but their styles are completely different. They couldn't be anything more
true.
They couldn't be any different. My so is that different is, from dancing?
I do think it's a little bit different from dancing.
A physical,
it's physical
thing?
And the strength and the power that men can bring, or something. Women bring something softer and.
But not all dance is about power, though.
It's not,
it's about
emotion.
Bringing something out of you.
Yeah,
and, you know, and women have done that, and the women have won this show.
They have.
So I'm not sure how I feel about that. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, I want to see how it plays out. And you know what? Sometimes not winning is the best thing for you.
Absolutely. Second place is not always the first loser, not. As I was taught as a child.
Exactly.
But you guys, want to thank you guys for checking us out. Like we said, make sure you go on iTunes, rate us, comment, unless you can follow me at _AJ Gibson on Twitter.
You can follow me at Kristen Burt, and that's Kristen with a Y at the end.
Nice,
not
nice.
An irony. Chris at Kristen Burt, of course, and redcarpetcloset.tv is my website.
Absolutely. And we'll be back here, guys, next week to cover week two of So You Think You Can Dance. Have a good night.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Woo! The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.